Okay. be the first two chapters of the third book.
Subordination to Krishna. They hate filing the laws coming from the Supreme. So, ultimately, envy means that it's not tolerating Krishna's control and enjoyment. We want that for ourselves. Of course, we can never attain the position of complete whole. We can never be infinite. We are limited. We are finite. But you see, on one hand, you're grasping something, and on the other hand, you're missing. If this is a hidden principle in material existence, and it's why we are an illusion, why did he come here in the first place with this material manifestation? Because he needed a amusement park in which we could pretend that we are the controllers and we are the enjoyers. Because although we are parts, we want to imitate the whole. Let me give you another example. One probably quite so easy. How do you keep, let's say, a piece of fruit, the hand of fruit, and brings it to the mouth, and you bite and chew, and it goes to your stomach, and then your whole body is nourished? Now, suppose the hand says, I'm going on strike, I'm trying to put all the sugar drinking into the mouth and going to the stomach. I'm going to eat the blood myself. The hand grabs an apple and tries to, you know, directly enjoy it. Can you understand what you're thinking? The hand is not the whole body.
But what do you relate to?
Desire to be the whole or the part.
Well,
the benefit
of the
whole. Right. You're getting close. Now, the hand is a part of the whole body. It's the job of the hand to bring the food to the mouth and the stomach. And then the whole body is nourished, including the hand. But if the hand thinks, I'm independent, I can directly satisfy myself. That's crazy, right?
I don't believe that we can.
Yes, if I'm right, speaking generally.
I don't know, even say that.
But anyway, that's all of our. Of course, if you want to speak personally, that's everybody's problem why we're in this world, to varying degrees. We have this problem.
I think you're a good person.
Thought I was putting you on the spot, huh?
I thought, well, I believe that anyway.
Now, of course, we could press the matter further, and if we examine our psychology, we could find roots of envious from people. It's not as it sounds something as something dreadful that we never want anything to do with. But if we actually analyze our behavior according to Mother Gita, we will find this envy underneath. In that we have this assumption that I should be directing the enjoyment. Now I'm agreeing the subject to the focus. Everybody, of course, wants that peace, but they actually don't know what real peace is. And because of this desire to directly be the enjoyer, that automatically negates any hopes of peace. So, what we have to do then is to analyze and see how, in so many hidden ways, even, that we try to be directly enjoyers. Just like the hand thinking, I will eat the apple by myself. I'm tired of bringing it to the whole body. I want everything myself, and I'll just eat myself. So the hand doesn't have that capacity. So Bhagavad Gita will teach us how to see this illusion that we are independent. That we are independent entities. That is how to correct it. First, we have to see it. And it's not that easy to see. Because that habit is so deeply ingrained in us. What's in it for me? How is this going to make me feel? You know what I mean?
It's a kind of extra.
It runs very deeply. This Ashley, I'm sure Terry can tell you, she's finding out as she's been practicing postal service now for some time. To kind of switch things around instead of thinking, how will this make me feel? Thinking, how will this make Krishna feel? It requires some effort, right? That is true if we turn to 7th chapter, page 3. Four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of heaven. These persons, they're not coming to serve Krishna with pure motives, simply for the pleasure of the Supreme. They have motives in that they want to escape distress, they want wealth, they're curious, or they want knowledge. Nevertheless, even though they have motives, because they're coming to Krishna, they're coming to the source, as you say. Therefore, they consider to have merit. And gradually, now you can read the first chapter. You can read the first one. You have that.
I'm not interested. These are essence of living beings. And therefore, and those who are the rules and regulations, and are more or less very superior. I believe there are four kinds of things: those who are sometimes good, those who are really funny, those who are sometimes invisible, and those who are sometimes rich and have the knowledge of the essence of truth. these two exceptions to bring the world into the right position and the general condition. These are not too sympathetic because they have some aspiration to work for an exchange for the rest of their life. The true way to do it is without aspiration and without desire for material comfort. When these four kinds of truth and comfort is given to the relationship, then we can see that 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 we can see
that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can see that we can or if they're curious, they want their curiosity satisfied.
Or if they're even getting knowledge, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Nevertheless, our natural existence is simply to approach Krishna for Krishna's knowledge.
Sometimes I think we have to get the introduction to get a little bit more.
Yes. Yes. Therefore, in text 18, text 17 and 18, easy. But in another sense, we have lifetimes of discrimination, which are always, these contaminations are always putting up ourselves first as if we exist independent of the people, and as if we had some other activity besides giving pleasure to Krishna. So that's why we need spiritual guidance, because it can be pointed out to us how we are actually satisfying ourselves, even under the guise of a spiritual life. It's very tricky sometimes. It's like Arjuna not wanting to fight the battle for Kshetra. He was thinking of himself. Although he was thinking about himself in the most civilized, refined way, still, that wasn't the program of Krishna. That wasn't the program of the whole. Arjuna was putting the most refined, exalted self as reason. Understand that? So you're not anymore shy about understanding why Arjuna is classified as being the selfish man who was refusing to fight.
Well,
I understand why that's considered to be selfish. Now, if you accuse Krishna of being the cause of destruction of people on the battlefield, then you also have to accuse Krishna of destruction when it comes to annihilation of the universe. So it all matter has a beginning and an end. So why should you single out the battle and criticize Krishna for that when it's all Krishna's energy, and his energy, his manifestations are not permanent? See what I'm saying? Once you understand that Krishna is the source of all energies, then you can see beyond the mundane morality. But if it does present greater sociality, greater morality, and at the same time goes beyond it, the transcendental viewpoint is that all the energy is Krishna, the battlefield, the people on the battlefield. Krishna can do what he likes. It's all his energy. You have your independence. You can choose to cultivate a relationship with the material energy or the spiritual energy. So, Krishna's plan for everyone is that they should pick up the worshipful service, but not everybody's doing that.
But they will lose standards. Their realization that they will break through that karma and that whatever
page 381.
Therefore, you see that although people experience things again and again,
premises of their existence. I am the enjoyer. I am the good. First person. Those contaminations can only be cleansed by spiritual weapons.
Right now. Your spirit soul.
your love of Krishna. There is a relationship between the spirit soul and the supreme soul. Yes, reviving your spiritual relationship with Krishna.
And would we necessarily stop that time?
The connection is actually already there.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't feel. Yes, once you are reestablished in your original constitutional position, then you are functioning purely in your relationship with Krishna.
So does that mean that you have that
Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Once having gone, then you never return.
So that means that eventually, when everybody comes home,
they talk on the spiritual talk. but they can't get out of the clutches of the sun anymore. And I understand why it's called most happiness in
Some of you
are
getting the spiritual world, using
a spiritual body. Your spiritual body is already there. You are spiritual, but it's dormant in that, in the sense that, let's give a material example, it's like the seed, it's water, and it grows, but in the seed are all the potencies, like the grown flower. So, your spiritual body is there, but it's unmanifest now due to our material existence. The more you perform the worship service and hear and chant, the more you are dormant spiritually. Now, why is it that the human body has form? Because the spirit soul has form. In other words, why is it that your sweatshirt has two arms? Because your body has two arms. The same logic applies, that the body has certain limbs because the spirit soul has them. The spirit soul is dressed in the material body, and just like any garment or dress, is based on the personal frame, similar to the material body is based on the spirit soul. Therefore, there's some truth in the Bible where it says man is created in the image of God. Now, you may ask, but what about a jellyfish? Hey. You're supposed to ask. Okay, the human body, I can see, has limbs, arms, and legs. And, but what about the other body, like a jellyfish? How does that relate to the form of the skull, right? No. It's like, you take a blanket and cover yourself, you won't be able to see your limbs. When you're there, you won't be able to see them. So these other species of life, the same basic spiritual body is underneath, so to speak, but it doesn't show itself in the limbs of the material body, but it's like a blanket over the limbs. You understand what I'm saying? If you covered yourself with a blanket right now, we could not see your limbs. So similarly, these other forms, like a jellyfish for example, you cannot see the limbs, the human kind of limbs. But in the human body, you can readily see that. You can see the limbs, which are ultimately based on the spirit soul having limbs. Yes. Angels are just living entities from higher planets in this world.
No.
You can, but...
No, I don't.
Where did that lie? That's good karma. Good karma, you can be an angel. But Bhagavad Gita wants to take you beyond even the achievement of good karma. Because, as Krishna explains to the Gita, whether you're on the higher planets or the lower planets, all are placed in the universe. Yeah. Go beyond the effects of good karma and bad karma. Get out of the whole system altogether into the world of pure spirit. And once you're finished going to Gita, you start reading and teaching the Lord Chaitanya and Srimad Bhagavatam and we'll start to find out the activities of the spiritual world. That's the most important. If I start talking to you, let's say earlier, if I start talking to you about Bali, what's happening in Bali, oh yes, how am I still there? Put you on the beach, oh, it'd be so nice, the water, the sand, the sun. Similarly, when you read human Bhagavatam, you will get that specific information about the spiritual world and you'll be able to aspire as once you go there. That is the most kind of thing about. You understand? Chance to hear about this.
not really what they were talking about. I think that in a second they were but if they had not been away from somehow or other pure efforts to make the project, if they had known the project, I
would have been able to do it. But you see, although they may not have
done that, I don't know how to do that. Oh, no, I think we've never said, but I thought it was interesting because I thought about an actress and I thought, well, yeah, I could totally see what you're saying, but now why is it taking them to that material?
Why not just help those types of things? Yes, that's true. That's the best thing to do. At the same time, you know, you have your job. Just recognize it as a job. But my point is, you were wanting to help people. So therefore, I was pointing out the real way to help them. It's the difference between a livelihood, earning livelihood, and actually doing real help. That's my point. Do you understand? So,
thank you.
lifeline of the draft guy. What do they ask for? Hey, you know that. Sound vibration of someone who is speaking on behalf of Krishna.